Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
I've got too many buttons on here, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. It's Tradio for this Wednesday. It's August 6th. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Joe Bertignoli. Good morning, Joe. You can't hear? How's that?
That's a little loud.
Too loud? Hey, we're going to get to your phone calls. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, we'll put you on the air. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. Real quick, again, from Public Works, there is a traffic interruption on Sandy Beach Road, and it's going to be going on through the week. The road is cut and opened in order to install utilities. There's road closures throughout the week. If you live on Sandy Beach side of the road, drive down the Haugen Drive via the airport route. Folks on Hungry Point side of the cut, drive to town heading towards the Cannery and Eagles Roost Park. And that's the update from Public Works. They're placing down, cutting the road and power and light also there with the project, and putting down utilities in that area. So if you're heading out to Sandy Beach Park or anything like that, take the Haugen Drive route, and if you're on the closer to town side, take the Eagles Roost Park route. And we're going to get to our callers here this morning. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or have an announcement for the community, we'll put you on the radio. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. It's Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Hey, yeah. Thank you guys for the traffic announcements. It's pretty fun to walk by there with a toddler, but pretty annoying to try to be driving on a mission. So just
Note
of appreciation.
But a lot of big trucks and stuff. Exciting.
Yeah, I will say, it is a very exciting time for toddlers in that area. Yeah, I would recommend.
Right.
Yeah, one needing a distraction today. Yeah. But I was calling because the next Friends and Neighbors meeting, we are an Indivisible chapter organizing within our community for the pursuit of all things, I guess, all things, protection of all things. We are meeting on August 14th. We'll be doing kind of a summary of what we've been up to learning the last couple of weeks, and new people are always welcome. We are meeting at the library community room. That's 5:30 p.m. is when we start our potluck, and this time we'll be having a pizza party, so if people want to bring a pizza or make one, let me know. And the meeting itself part, if you come already fed and watered and you just want to talk with everyone, that part starts at 6 p.m. And again, that's August 14th. My phone number, if anyone has any questions, is 907-518-0590. And again, that's Friends and Neighbors, your local Indivisible chapter.
Okay, next Thursday at the library.
Yes, in the community room, the big one. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you, Chelsea.
Okay.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Beautiful day. All right, and our phone lines are filling up here. We'll take our next caller. Caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Cynthia down at Lee's Clothing.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hello. I would just like to make people aware of a school shoe fund that we have had going for about 10 years down at Lee's Clothing, and we are looking for monetary donations for that. There seems to be quite a bit of need this year, and what we do is if we find a family in need, they come into the store and we supply them with one pair of school shoes to get them up and running for a positive year.
Yeah,
so
that's a good effort.
Need. And it was started by a gal 10 years ago. She just came in and said, can I put some money down? She said, I didn't have much when I grew up, and I would love it if you could start a fund here. And so we've just kept it going pretty anonymously. But now we're getting, you know, quite a bit of demand. So I just thought, well, why not put it out there to the community? If anybody has a little extra and would like to give, we'd really appreciate it. And you can just come down or give us a call and let us know it's for the school shoe fund.
Sure. That's a great idea.
Neat.
Really good idea. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that's good work. That's a really good effort. And, school is coming up, Joe.
Oh, boy. It's August, it's less than a month away.
Yeah.
I don't know when school starts, but end of August usually, first part of September.
We've got another caller here, caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio. Hi, go ahead. You may not have known you were on line one because it went real quick.
Hello, out there. Is anybody out there?
Are you there?
I'm on line three.
All right. Well,
close
sorry.
Enough.
No, I know. That's why I thought that might have faked you out because of that. But all right. Thank you. Good morning. You are on.
Hello?
Is this Kathy?
Yes, but I thought it was on line three.
I do know your voice. But yes, you're on, Kathy. Thank you. Sorry about the confusion.
Well, happy good morning. It's a beautiful morning. So much different from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I still have my Wi-Fi digital picture frame available, and it's new in the packet. It hasn't even been taken out of the package yet. It was a duplicate sent by one of our favorite companies, and it is 10-inch, and it's one of those picture frame kinds of things that you can have like a slideshow in your house going all the time if you want to, and people can, like family members or friends can email a new picture in with your approval, of course. So it's kind of really a nice thing to get for families and friends who don't get to see each other that much. But anyway, I have a link that I would send to somebody if they're interested, and I'm asking what I paid, $149, and my number is 907-650-7443.
Okay,
got it. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome, and I wanted to tell you that several of the items that I called in about last week were claimed, so thank you so much.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that's great news.
Tradio works.
All right.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
good
thanks.
Good old public radio.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Thanks,
okay,
Kathy.
Bye-bye.
And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom and Joe.
Good morning.
Hey,
I've got five fishing poles for sale. Three of them have reels, and I'm asking $10 to $25 for them. And my number is 907-772-3677.
Do they catch fish, John?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Have them otherwise.
So five poles, three with reels.
Yes, and one's a halibut pole.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thanks, John.
Hey, take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, John.
You too. And next caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom and Joe. It's Sally calling from the Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Sal.
Happy sunny day.
Yes.
Yeah. Another day my roof's not leaking.
Oh, geez. Your roof doesn't leak, does it?
Yes, in five places in that last atmospheric river.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Nobody's really doing roofs, so I've got a friend coming to help me patch, and then hopefully someone in this room will put a new roof on for me.
You're not getting up on the roof, are you?
Heck no.
Okay.
Yeah, good. That's good.
I've got a great ladder, though. I've got a really good extension ladder for whoever wants to.
Huh. Well, I don't do roofs anymore.
I don't do roofs, period.
Or ladders.
Put a bucket underneath them.
Or ladders very well, yeah.
Yeah, apparently my valleys need a little work. So. Yeah.
That's usually where they leak.
They leak.
Yeah, in the valleys sometimes.
I'm going on three long trips, like 3 week trips this fall, and I'm terrified to leave my house alone, but we'll see. Anyway, Sons of Norway Bingo's happening Friday night, and our resident soup maker, that's one of our players, is going to bring taco soup this week.
Ooh.
And we'll have the trimmings there. We'll have chips and grated cheese and sour cream to go with it. And then we'll have lefse, and I think oatmeal raisin cookies are in the freezer, so we'll yank those out. And anything else that's in the freezer that moves our loins or whatever, girds our loins, to get out of the freezer.
Right on.
Yeah. So it's open to the community. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. We need 18 players in order to pay full prizes. So bring a friend and come and play bingo.
Have you been getting attendance, Sally?
It's been spotty.
Is it?
Yeah, it's spotty. We've played 18 a couple times, which makes everybody happy. Otherwise, it's half-price prizes, except on the specials.
Uh-huh.
The last game, excuse me. And, you know, it's more fun if you're getting $40 instead of $20.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, it's more the merrier, too.
Yeah. I think you have to be 19 years or older to play, and that works nicely for us. Keep us legal beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have pull tabs. We have free half-calf coffee. We have popcorn and real butter in the baby crock pot. We also have pop and water there, bottles of water and pop cans for $1, which is a heck of a deal. I think we make 8 cents on the pop.
No, yeah, the dollar is not making very much, the price of soda these days.
It's more of a courtesy for our players to have it so they don't have to haul stuff upstairs.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly, yeah.
They can always use the mobility chair, you know, if they want. But, yeah. And we had Rhoda back Friday night for a game, the evening. She's, you know, had some serious surgery on her back. And she's pretty pooped at the end of the night, but she was there for using the chair.
Sweet.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, she's going to have trouble going through the security at the airport. She's got so much metal in her back now.
Sure.
They get the wand.
Yeah. So we're glad she's back and feeling better.
Good.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Bye. Next caller on line 2. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yeah, this is Dave. I've got something. I'm not sure what it is. I call it a karaoke machine. It's a little speaker box with a long cord and a mic on the end of it that somebody left laying in my yard this weekend. And if they still want it, why, it didn't get broken or wet. And it seems to work with a new battery, so it's not dead. Huh. Have them give me a call and identify it at 907-340-4771.
Wow. 4771? Is that what you said, Dave?
Yep.
Okay. So
yep.
It's like a PA system.
Yeah, it's a little PA system. The box is about 6 inches square. It hooks on your belt, it looks like.
And, yeah.
And you can dance on stage and...
So, Dave, tell me this. So, you know, you said it works with a battery. Did you start singing in it and testing?
No, but I did try the battery to
okay.
see if it was junk.
I would say I thought you would start singing
I'll
and dancing.
I'll bring it up to you guys. I think you know more about this.
Oh, no. maybe somebody interested in the singing and dancing part.
All right.
You can demonstrate it.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, no.
All right. Well, it is the first Friday. That means the siren's going to go off at noon today. It's a test. Fire department testing the siren, the community sirens. First Wednesday of every month, 12 noon, so don't be startled by that or alarmed by it. And the summer food program is continuing for a couple more weeks. These are free meals for all in the community, age 18 and younger, and adults. $7.50 for the meals. Breakfast is served from 8 to 9:30. Lunch from 11:30 to 1. There's also a grab-and-go weekend option with a pickup during the lunchtime on Fridays. And again, it's free for all 18 and under, $7.50 for adults, and these are in the Stedman Elementary Cafe on Dolphin Street. And that continues for a couple more weeks into the third week of August. And the Cancer Support Group meeting this Friday. They normally meet the first Friday of the month, but here in August, they're meeting the second Friday. That's this Friday at the Public Library, 12 noon. Information about the Cancer Support Group, contact Leah Stanton Greger, 907-650-7292. Also, Petersburg Market. They are open this weekend. That's going to be on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Salty Pantry parking lot. And they've got two more after this Saturday. So it's every other Saturday through Labor Day. And again, that's this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Salty Pantry parking lot, the community Petersburg Market. And caller on line one, good morning, you're on Tradio.
Morning, Dave Berg calling.
Good morning, Dave.
Oh, you threatened to call, Dave. And you did.
I've got, what's that, Joe?
Yesterday you threatened to call in, and you're holding your promise.
Well, I did. I have a secret to share. I found out where you guys, why you do such a good job of the show, you guys rehearse.
Yeah. Well, you think this great show comes just naturally? We got to work at it. Everything takes practice, Dave.
Nice.
We appreciate you being there.
Thanks.
See, I'm looking to filter some fuel on my boat. I need to transfer it from one tank to another, and I'm looking for, it's called a goldenrod fuel filter. I just want to borrow it. Somebody's got a goldenrod fuel filter set up. Obviously buy a new filter for you, but it's a device. People are familiar with it who have boats or marine equipment. I've got some diesel, like I said, transferred from one tank to another, and I just want to filter it while I do it. So you can reach me at 518-1199, and just borrow it for a day or two and get it on back to you.
So you got the pump and everything. You just need the inline filter to transfer it.
That's right. Yeah. I can adapt it. If somebody's got a pump, sure, I'd probably use it. But I do have a pump I can use, and I just need to hook it in and filter some fuel.
Yeah, you think some of the boat owners would have a pump and filter line all set up, because I'm sure this is a common thing that they do in the boats.
No. Yeah, it is something I've seen before. I just don't know here in Petersburg. I've never had to use one before. So.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Yep. All right. You guys take care.
All right. Later, you too. Dave. Thanks. All right, Joe, I think we can get to a rundown. It's 25 minutes after.
I'll run it down in a second. What question?
Yeah.
The siren.
Yeah.
Where is the siren now? The one that they had to take off the school when they were doing the roof.
Is it? I was wondering. I did see where it went. Now that you asked.
There is one out in Scow Bay.
Yeah.
Right?
But where did the town one go? There's one at the ball field.
Is that the one? Did they take it from the school and put it up the ball field?
No, that was there before.
There's another one?
And I don't recall. That's a good question.
So if it goes off at noon, you don't hear it right across the street anymore.
No, I still hear, but that's why I'm thinking maybe it's on the
maybe on the ground over by
Parks and Rec Community Center.
Somewhere over there.
Over there, maybe. I know it's still in the vicinity here.
Okay. Just curious. Is it going to go back up on the school when the roof's done, probably? I would think.
I don't know. That would be a good question for Aaron. Aaron could let us know that.
Oh, Aaron.
Hankins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, if you're listening, Aaron, where's the horn? Anyhow, we got a rundown here for you.
Okay.
Chelsea called first, and she said their friends and neighbors meeting, the Locals Indivisible Group, is meeting August 14th at the library room. They have a small potluck going if you're interested in that. It's a pizza party if you want to bring a pizza or parts of a pizza. It's at 5:30 is the potluck, and if you've, as she said, fed and watered, the meeting starts at 6. Show up and see what the group is all about. 907-518-0590 if you have any questions. Cynthia called, and they are just advertising this. It's been ongoing. It's the School Shoe Fund. It's a local contributions to Lee's, not to Lee's. You give the money, and they will supply shoes for needy families. If one pair of shoes for a family, I think she said. It's a worthy cause, and they'll accept donations at Lee's. And if you want to give a donation, just specify it's for the School Shoe Fund, and that's where the monies will go. Kathy called, and she has a Wi-Fi digital frame. It's brand new. It's a 10-inch frame. She paid $149. That's what she wants for it. It's one of those digital frames that will scroll photos. They're pretty neat. We've got a small one, but you put a little USB, thumb drive in there, and it'll play all the photos you got on there and just scroll through them. If you have questions on that, it's 907-650-7443. John called. He's got some fishing poles. He's got five poles. Three of them have reels. One is a halibut pole, and I don't know if the halibut pole has the reel on it, but you can call at 907-772-3677 if you're looking for a fishing pole with or without a reel. Sally called. Bingo is on. Taco soup's the menu. Cookies will be there. Doors open at 6, starts at 7. Show up. They need attendance to keep this thing rolling, and it's the more people you get, the bigger the prize is. Dave called, and somebody conveniently dropped a what sounds like a sound machine or a speaker box or a karaoke type machine that it'll amplify sound, and it works. But it just kind of had happened in his yard. He lives down by the harbor, so somebody coming from a boat or something maybe just dropped it, set it down, got rid of it. I don't know. But if you're interested and have any information on that, you can call Dave at 907-340-4771. Dave called, and he's looking for a goldenrod fuel filter setup. He wants to transfer some fuel, and he just wants to use the filter. It says cartridge filters, and he would get a new cartridge for you after you do it, but he just needs the I think they're coming like a plastic, fuel filter. And if you have a pump set up with it, that would work. He said he does have a pump to transfer it, but he's just hoping he could find one. If you got something of that nature, the goldenrod fuel filter, call Dave at 518-1199. And that's it, Tom.
I got confirmation on the siren joke.
Oh, wait a minute. Dave Berg.
I also
community
got...
We need a gym.
Yep. I also got one from Devron saying that, yes, they took it off the middle school roof. And understanding that it's going on the pool roof. So, yeah, Parks and Rec Community Center.
At the community gym.
It's going to be on that.
Community gym eventually.
It's going to be on that roof.
See? Responses. Somebody's listening out there. Thanks, Devron. Thanks, Dave.
There we go. So, yes, but I still hear it here.
Well, it's close. Yeah. It's still going off. It must be. I wonder if it's just on the ground over there or something. If it's not up on the roof yet.
No, I don't think so.
No?
But, I'm sure we probably hear it from the ball field right here,
too.
Oh,
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, so, the community.
But at 12 noon, I'll step outside and try to figure out exactly where it's coming from, Joe.
I bet you will.
I will.
Will you report that on the radio?
No.
Well, why not?
Next
this
Wednesday.
Is a public service.
Next
this is,
Wednesday.
This is why we're here.
We'll talk about it next Wednesday.
Inquiring my, okay.
Like Dave said, we got to practice.
We got to
work on.
We got to rehearse
script.
That one.
We
got to
work on the script.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up the show. Thanks for joining us for Tradio. We'll do it again on Friday morning, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Again, it's the first Friday. The community sirens are going to sound at 12 noon. It's just a test. And then this afternoon, Leo Luzak is your host for Street Beat at 12:30, and Casey Hammer with you for the High Country at 2:30. Hope you have a great day.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
You probably know that energy drinks are quite popular with teens and young adults. But did you know that a typical energy drink can contain about 10 teaspoons of sugar and more caffeine than a strong cup of coffee? Hi, my name is Ellie, bringing you this week's health tip. Caffeine is the main active ingredient in energy drinks, with a 16-ounce serving containing anywhere from 50 to 500 milligrams. For comparison, a 6-ounce cup of brewed coffee contains 80 to 150 milligrams, and a 12-ounce can of cola contains about 35 milligrams. Too much caffeine from energy drinks can cause irritability, problem sleeping, headaches, dizziness, and anxiety. More serious effects can include vomiting, abdominal pain, high and low blood pressure, convulsions, and chest pain. According to the Food and Drug Administration, there have been some deaths associated with excessive consumption of energy drinks. Energy drinks can also contain other ingredients, such as vitamins and herbal stimulants. These ingredients may not always be listed on the label and can have unknown effects on the body. In addition, all of those sugar calories contained in energy drinks can contribute to unwanted weight gain and tooth decay. They can also contribute to osteoporosis when they replace other drinks in the diet that contain calcium. So, if energy drinks are your drink of choice, consider gradually replacing them with water or low-fat milk. Your body will thank you. To learn more about the dangers of energy drinks, visit the Food and Drug Administration's website at www.fda.gov. This message is brought to you by the Petersburg Medical Center and KFSK Petersburg.